You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, I'll talk to the creator of a new documentary on entering the medical field for African-American women. They've faced a lot of hurdles, but more and more are starting to get into that field. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. The election's dominating the news this week. No surprise there. We'll check in now with Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, only a few days left, Rob.
Yeah, I can hear the excitement slash trepidation slash ennui in your voice there.
No, we can do this. I'm here. I'm present.
We're going to get through this. Now, people are voting already. There was some controversy over how and when we could early vote in different places in Wisconsin. What do we know about how many people are voting, have voted early as that wraps up?
Yes, so early voting has increased in the last couple of presidential election cycles, and we, today, Wisconsin broke 2012 records, so we have the most early voting that we've seen in the state. Our guys at USA Today Network Wisconsin broke down the numbers. So as of today is the last day of early voting in Wisconsin, so this does not include Friday's numbers, but as of Friday, we had more than 685,000 early ballots cast. That is up by almost 20,000 over 2012 already.
And that's a pretty decent proportion of the number of people who are predicted to vote all told, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, what is it, was it about 3 million?
3 million, they're saying,
yeah, a little over that. So, I mean, that's right, that's a chunk. Of course, this, you know, being where we are in the election cycle, you want to look and see what this might mean, what this says about what's going to happen on Tuesday. And one thing that is of note is that the county that had the biggest gains this year by a lot was Dane County, which, of course, is one of the most heavily Democratic parts of the state. So this is seen as a good sign by the Hillary Clinton campaign. In Madison in particular, there were 56% more early voter ballots returned than in 2012. And more good news, there were 10,000 new voters registered in Madison compared to 4 years ago.
But early voting numbers might be a tough tea lead to read accurately, because maybe those additional ones were people who were going to vote anyway on Election Day.
Who knows, right? Yeah,
right.
It's very hard to know. I mean, a thing to note is that Dane County also was the site of some very long lines during the April presidential primary. So, you know, people could be just deciding to vote early who were always going to vote, but they figure it's maybe a little more convenient this way.
Well, still more people will vote on Election Day itself, and in some places they're going to see this new thing from the Department of Justice, an election integrity team. What's that?
So the Wisconsin Department of Justice is going to send integrity teams around the state to look at polling places. This in itself is really not surprising. They've done this in previous elections. They'll go to Dane County and Rock County, Milwaukee County, and a handful of cities. The thing is, it comes in the context of some these sort of outlandish statements by the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, who's asked his supporters to go to polling places in certain neighborhoods, and meaning African American neighborhoods, to monitor voting. So that's like this controversial thing and this sort of seen as over the line thing. This is something different. These are like trained professionals. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, after all, is the agency that's in charge of investigating crimes, including voting related crimes. So I think it's something that it got a little bit of attention this week, because you don't want to be seen as intimidating voters. People have a right to vote who they want, but of all possible sort of voter intimidation schemes, this integrity team is probably the thing to be worried the least about. These are actual professionals.
Talking to Rob Menser from USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau, rounding out the top news stories in Wisconsin of the week, all election related this edition. You mentioned Donald Trump. There's been a question all along, how is he going to affect candidates down ballot, particularly with Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race? We've got some of the last polling we're going to get before Tuesday. What do you make of that, Rob?
Sure, and I know you've talked about it on the show, and a lot of eyes on this race. And it essentially, so the what we know is that the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin between incumbent Republican Ron Johnson and former Senator Democrat Russ Feingold has tightened a lot. And this is, you know, the case in multiple polls has shown Johnson has made up some ground in these late weeks. And the Wisconsin State Journal had an interesting piece of analysis on the change that that Johnson has undergone. He was, like a lot of Republicans, had kind of gone through contortions about how much to be, to distance himself from Donald Trump. Most people do not think Donald Trump is likely to win Wisconsin next week. But the analysis that the State Journal looked at it is it doesn't seem to be hurting Johnson at all. Johnson is running well ahead of Trump in across the state, and especially in sort of some of the Republican strongholds in the state. And in just these last couple weeks, Johnson's really sort of noticeably pivoted to really embracing Trump. He on Tuesday he appeared at the first Trump campaign rally that Johnson has attended, even though Trump has been in Wisconsin a bunch of times. And he's sort of picked up one of the Trump catchphrases about Washington, D.C., drain the swamp, and has really hit hard the sort of outsider or non-career politician appeal. And it's, based on the polling numbers, it may be that it's helping him.
Are you seeing a lot of campaign ads in the Wausau area, Senate and president?
Oh, for sure. The presidential ads have started up, huh?
Yeah, there's been an uptick, I think, in my limited sample.
See, I wouldn't see them very much. You know, I'm a cord cutter. I wouldn't necessarily see them, but there was no way around it during the World Series.
Right.
that's like my entire sample almost.
Well, some big news this week that I don't want to miss. Wausau, you tell us, is finally getting stickers, those I voted stickers.
Thank you. Yes. Well, thank you for making time for this. This is important. Can you believe it's 2016, and for the first time ever, we in Wausau get I voted stickers. My colleague, Nora Hurdle, wrote about this, and she had a guy who had actually done political science research on this, and in fact, I voted stickers encourage voter participation. People, you know, it's a sort of network effect. If you can brag about it on social media, people say, "Oh yeah, maybe I want to get one of those stickers." The Journal Sentinel also had a really fun piece on the history of the I voted sticker, and supposedly, I have my doubts, but supposedly it was started by the Phoenix Association of Realtors back in 1985, who they claim that they were the first ever to offer I voted stickers.
Interesting. So why did it take so long? Explain Stickergate to me.
Yeah, right. So this is why I think we need a real historian on this issue, because I for one I have trouble believing that 1985 is the first example. Yeah, Wausau, I don't know what is behind the times. They said that they were trying to save a little money. This year they coughed up the sum of $100 for whatever it is, some tens of thousands of stickers. To me, if they needed the money, I would have happily bought the tickets. I think it's important.
We'll leave it there, Rob. Thanks as always.
All right, thank you.
Rob Mentzer there, USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau.